Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Erevin. In this Perek, the Rambam will go through what defines a single chatzer and what would count as numerous chatzeros. What can join them together, therefore, to allow them to have one single Erev? Or what would say, no, each one of the two needs its own respective Erev? Halacha Aleph. Chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have an opening, a window, between two different courtyards, im yesh bo arba tefachim al arba tefachim, if it's large enough that it's 4x4 tefachim, o yeser al zeh, or more, by a korov min ha'aretz besoch asar tefachim, and it was close to the ground within 10 tefachim, afilu kulo lemala me'asar u'miktsaso besoch asar, and that's even true if most of it, almost all of it, is above 10 tefachim, just a little bit is below 10 tefachim, o kulo besoch asar u'miktsaso lemala me'asar. Another way around would be true as well, if all of it is mostly in the lower 10 tefachim, but a little bit stretches above 10 tefachim. Im ratzu yoshve shtei chatzeros la'ariv kulan erev echad. If the people in both courtyards would like to make one joint erev, harishus biyadan, they have the option of doing so. V'ye'asu kechatzer achas v'yataltu zumizu. And then they have the ability to make it into one courtyard and they can carry from one to the other one. V'im ratzu ma'arvin shtei eruvin. However, if they choose, they can also make two distinct eruvin, one for each one, elu la'atman ve'elu la'atman, these ones for their own and these ones for their own. Haya hachalon pachos me'arva, o shahaya kulo l'mal me'asar, if the opening was less than 4x4, or that it was all above 10 tefachim, ma'arvin shnei eruvin, elu la'atman ve'elu la'atman. So then they don't have an option, then they are considered distinct, each one has to make its own separate eruv. Halacha Beis. When is that true? Bechalon shebein shtei chatzeros. That's true with regard to an opening, a window between two different courtyards. Aval shebein shnei batim. However, if it was between two homes, afilu hayu lemala meisar, then even if it was above 10 tefachim, they can still make an eruv. Vechena chalon shebein bayis la'aliyah. So too, also if you have a opening, a window between an upper part of a home and a lower part of the home, between like the attic, if you will, the upper floor and the lower floor. Im ratzu ma'arvin erev echad. So assuming that there's different families there, so if they want, they can join together and create a single erev. Afilu she'ein b'neihem sulam, even if there's no ladder in between them. V'hu she'yeh bo arba al arba. This is assuming, though, that there is at least a 4x4 window between them. Haya chalon agol, if there was a circular window, im yish bo k'dei l'rabeah bo arba al arba, harihu k'meruba. So in terms of defining the size of the window, if it was circular, so if it has the ability to have within it a 4x4 square, totally within that circle, so then if you can circumscribe it in that fashion, so that counts as 4x4. Halacha Gimel. Kosel shebein shnei chatzeros, o misbein shebein shnei chatzeros, pachos me'asar tefachim, ma'arvin erev echad, ve'im varin shnei. If there was a wall or a big bunch of hay that was less than 10 tefachim high, that's between two different chatzeros, two different courtyards, so then they're allowed to make a single erev, and they cannot make two separate erev. They're all jointly together as one. However, if it was 10 tefachim tall, or more than that, ma'arvin shnei eruvin, ze elu la'atman ve'elu la'atman. In that case, they're considered distinct, because you have this wall between them, and therefore, these make their own erev, and these make their own erev. However, if on either side of these walls, and you have a ladder then, so then that counts as a door. So then it's up to them, if they want, they can choose to join together as one, or they can remain distinct and each have their own. Even if the ladder was straight up and very close to the wall, so even if it's a type of ladder, which is so close to the wall that it would be impossible to go up it unless you moved the bottom part away from the wall, so that way you can climb up at some sort of incline, so then it's still going to qualify as an area which can be joined as one in that case. Even if the top of the ladder doesn't reach to the top of the wall, if the difference between the top of the ladder and the wall is less than 3 tefachim, that's going to permit them joining together as one if they choose, and they can join together as one erev if they want to. Again, to be clear, all those if they want to imply if they prefer, though, they can make two distinct erevin. Halacha Dalet. Hayakotel rachav arba, if the wall was 4 tefachim wide, v'sulam mikan, and you had a ladder on one side and a ladder on the other side of the wall, afal pisha sulamos meruchakim zemizet, even though the ladders are far from each other, im ratzu ma'arvin echad, if they want, they can still join together. I mean to say, the top of the ladders are more than 4 tefachim away from each other, because the wall is 4 tefachim wide. It doesn't matter, that doesn't prevent anything, and they can still join together. Ein beruchav hakotel arba, if the width of the wall is not 4 tefachim, im ein beinat sulamo shlosha, if the difference between the two ladders, the top of the ladder to the other ladder, is less than 3 tefachim, marvin echad. So then they have the option of joining together as one courtyard if they choose. Hai beneim shlosha, however, if there was a difference of 3 tefachim between them, so then marvin shnayim. So in that case, they have to be considered two separate areas. Halacha hei. Bana matseva agabi matseva bitzada kotel. If somebody had built a platform on top of another platform on the side of the wall, if there is 4 tefachim of height to the lower platform, so then it's able to bring down the height of the wall conceptually and thereby enable the two chatzeros to join if they want to, because in this case it's easy enough to get from the ground onto that platform and then over the wall that it makes the wall as if it were lower. If that lower platform did not have a height of 4 tefachim, it was less, the ein bein elavein hel yonah shlosha, but there is no 3 tefachim gap between it and the next platform. In other words, it's less than 3 tefachim for you to get up from that platform to the next one, so then it continues to be able to decrease the wall's height. And then, therefore, if they want, they can join the two chateros together. And the same thing is true also if you made steps out of wood that you place close to a wall. You know, you pile up some logs or the like in order to be able to ascend over the wall. If you have a high wall between two different courtyards, and there's some sort of protrusion which sticks out in the middle of it, if there's less than 10 tefachim from the top of the wall to this projection, so then you can just place a ladder right by that projection, and then you can have the two courtyards joined together if they choose. However, if you don't place it directly under it, but instead you place it on the side of that projection, that's not going to be able to bring down the height of the wall to enable them to join together as one. If the wall was 19 tefachim tall, so then you can make a projection out in the middle of it, then they can be viewed conceptually as one courtyard if they choose to. Since from that projection down to the earth, there's less than 10. And from the top of the projection up into the height of the wall, so there's also less than 10. However, if the wall is 20 tefachim tall, then you need two of these projections and where they are not directly next to each other, in order so that you now have between the lower projection and the ground less than 10 tefachim, and also between the upper projection and the top of the wall less than 10, and obviously between the two of them also less than 10. And then in that case, you are able to have the two courtyards joined together and they can make a single eruv. Halacha zayin. If you had a date palm tree that you cut down and you leaned the top of it against the wall, and the rest of it was leaning on the ground, so then that can join together the two courtyards as well, and you don't have to actually build it into the ground, make it into like a real structure. And so too, a ladder, its own heaviness establishes it as being a structure, because it's not easy to move, and therefore you don't actually need to attach it to the ground in some sort of real building way. If there were straw divisions separating the two different courtyards, and there's a ladder on one side and a ladder on the other side, there they can't join together as one, because you won't actually be able to climb up that ladder, because you don't have anything that you can lean on. If you try to lean a ladder on a lot of straw, it's going to just fall, and therefore it doesn't count as something you can ascend, though it counts as a wall, and therefore the two courtyards are not able to join together. If there was a ladder in the middle, and there was straw on either side of it, imratu marvin shnayim. So then in that case, that is considered sturdy enough that you can ascend over it, and you would be able to have the two joined together if they chose to. Halacha ches. Hay ilan betzada kotel, vasau sulam lakotel. If there was a tree on the side of a wall, not one which is detached, as we were talking about in the previous halacha, but an actual growing tree next to the wall, and you've turned it into a ladder for the wall, imratzum arben echad, if they desire, they can join together as one. Hov iser shvusu shigarim lo shelo yalav ilan. Since, fundamentally, you are really allowed to ascend the tree to climb over the wall, and it's only a Darabanan enactment, a rabbinic decree, that you are not allowed to climb on the tree on Shabbos. So therefore, since that's all that's preventing you, we can view them together as one. Asa Ashera Sulam Lakotel. However, if you made a tree which had been worshipped for idolatry, which is necessary to burn, to destroy, you had turned that into the ladder for your wall. Aim of Arvan Echad. Those cannot be joined together as two chateros as one, because Bibnesha Asur Lalos Alehem in Torah. Because biblically, it's forbidden to climb up on such a tree, Sharei Hi Asur Bahana, since it's forbidden to get any benefit from the tree. And in that case, therefore, you can't make an Erev to join those two separate chateros. Halachates. Kotel Shekvoa Asara. If you have a wall which is 10 Tvachim high, Ubala Ma'ato, Kitei La'ariv Erev Echad, and now you want to decrease its height in order to enable a joint Erev between the two chateros, Im Yesh Ba'orech HaMiut Arba Tvachim, if you tear out a part of the wall, and it's wide enough that it's 4 tefachim wide, marvin echad. So then they can join together, because essentially you've made a chalon between the two of them. You've made an opening. Sasar mixas hakotel, ad disma'a me'asara. However, if you decrease part of the wall, so that now it's less than 10 tefachim on part of it, meaning to say you go to the top of it, and you cut away from your side. So now that part of the wall is less than 10, though there is still part of the wall which is higher than 10. So tzito hakatzer, the shorter side, nos noso lechatzer zu. So then the side that had the shorter part of it next to them, let's say you have the left side and the right side. And the left side, you cut off from part of the top of the wall, so the left side of the wall is not 10 tefachim high, though the right side is still. So the courtyard on the left, therefore, which has the shorter amount of wall to it, they are able to use it as part of their chatzer. Ushara kotel gavoa lebein shnei chateros. And as for the rest of the height of the upper wall, so then that is considered half for one side and half for the other side in terms of their chateros and their use. Halacha Yud. Nifrata kotel ha-gavoa shebinehen. If you have a high wall between two different courtyards, which then gets broken open, imaisa appear to ad eser amos arvin shnei arivin. If the opening in the walls is up until 10 amos, so then they can make two separate arivin because they are not considered separate. Vimratzu marvin echad. However, if they choose, they can also join together, vimneshi kepesach, because you can consider it like an opening, like a doorway. Ha'yaseh yeser me'eser. However, if it was more than ten amos, marvim erev echad. So then they have to make a single erev, ve'im marvim shnei erev. They don't count as two separate entities any longer because this wall has been breached. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'yaseh apirta b'chus me'eser. If the breach is less than 10 amos, u'bal ha'shlim al yeser me'eser. And now you want to open it up, so that will be more than 10 amos. Chokek b'kotel gavoa asar tefachim. You break into the wall, you dig into the wall, more than a height of 10 tefachim, umarvim erev echad. And then you can go ahead and have them establish one erev. The imba lifrod l'chadchila pirta yeser me'eser. And if initially they had intended to break open a breach which is more than 10 amos, b'chol hakotel across the whole wall, tzarech lios gova pirta melo komaso. So then in that case, it's not enough to just get rid of the bottom 10 tefachim, but instead you need to actually make it be the height of a full person. Halacha Yud Beis. Charetz shebein shtei chatzeros, amok asara, v'rachav arba. If you have a ditch between two different courtyards, which is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, oh yeser, or more than that, marvin shnei eruvin. So then in that case, they're obligated to make two separate eruvin because they're divided similarly as if there was a wall. Pachos mikan, if it's less than this, marvin echad, v'ein marvin shnayim. If it was less than that, so then they make one and they're not able to make two. It's not a choice. In that case, they're joined as one. V'im mi'it amko b'afer, if you fill up this ditch's depth with dirt, ovitzroros, or with stones, ma'arvin echad, so then they can be joined as one again, ve'im arvin shnayim, and they're not able to make two, shestam afer tzroros b'charetz mevotal enhein. Because in that case, when you dump dirt or stones, pebbles, into the bottom of a ditch, so in general, we assume that you're not going to go take them up. What you're doing is creating a new floor, a higher floor, for that ditch, and therefore they join together as one. Aval imi lohu b'teven, oh gosh. However, if you filled it up with something else, like straw or hay, so then it doesn't decrease the height, and they would still have to make two separate irvin until you intentionally say that I'm leaving this to be there forever, it's going to be nullified. And similarly, if somebody had decreased its width by putting in some sort of long tablet, a board, or the like, or with reeds, that you stick up across along the whole length of the ditch. So ma'arvin echad, ve'im arvin shnayim, because now since it's less than a width of 4, so then they join together as one, and they don't make two separate eruvin. V'chol ha'davar hanito b'shabbos, anything which is permitted to move on Shabbos, k'gon ha'sal v'ha'sefel, such as a basket or a cup, ein matan bo, that cannot be used to decrease its width or height. El imkein chibur ba'aretz chibur she'efshir l'shamto ad she'achmar b'dekar. Unless you so firmly attach it to the ground that it's the type of attachment where you wouldn't be able to remove it unless you really dug it out. Halacha yedalet. Nasan luach sherochav arba tefachim al rochav acharetz. If you stick in a board which its own width is 4 tefachim, across now the width of the ditch, marvin echad, then they are able to go and create one air between them. Vimratu marvin shnei erevin. However they want, they can also make it as if it's two separate erevin. Basically, you can use this board as a bridge if you choose, and if not, you can also not. V'chein shtei gezuz trot, zu keneged zu, im hoshet luach sherochav arba tefachim mizu lo. And similarly, if you have two different balconies which are opposite one another across, let's say, a Rishus Rabim, and you put a board in between them from one balcony to the other, you make a whole plank. So then that is sufficient to create a bridge, and therefore they can create one air between them. On the other hand, they can also choose to ignore the bridge, and they can each make their own individual air. If these two balconies were opposite each other, but not at the same height, they're at a different plane. One of them is a bit higher. If the difference between them is less than 3 tefachim of that height discrepancy, so then they count as if they're a single other type of balcony, and therefore they're able to create one eruv with this board as a bridge between them. However, if the discrepancy in the height is 3 tefachim or more, marvin shnayim. So then they have to make two separate irvin, elu latzman ve'elu latzman. These ones for themselves and these ones for themselves. Halacha tezvav. Koto shebein shtei chatzeros, shu rochav arba, v'haya gavoa asara tefachim, mechatzer zu, v'shava lekarka, chatzer shnia. If you have a wall that's between two different courtyards, because they are at a different height. In other words, the wall is 4 tefachim in width, and it's 10 tefachim up from the lower courtyard, but is equal to the ground level of the second courtyard. Nosdin rachbo livnei achatzer shu shavalahen v'yachashiv mechatziran. So the top of it, its width, counts as part of the top courtyard because they can just walk straight from that onto the top of it. The whole thing is considered theirs, and it counts as part of their courtyard. Ho v'tashmisho benachas leilu v'tashmisho bekasha leilu. Since its use is easily accessible for the people on top, and it's very difficult for people on the bottom. So therefore, we ascribe those tefachim on the top, the width of the wall, to the people that can easily access it. In a normal case, to be clear, on the top of walls, we saw beforehand, each side would take half of that space as part of their courtyard. And similarly, when you have a ditch which is between two different courtyards, that is 10 tefachim in its depth, mitzad chatzer zu, from one of the chatzeros, v'shava l'karka chatzer shnia, but it's equal to the ground level of the second courtyard, so in that case, nosen rachbo l'chatzer shi shavala. So we give its whole width over to the courtyard, which is equal to it. Because it's easy for them to use, it's difficult for the other one to use. We give it, we ascribe all the width of that ditch to the people that can easily access it. If the wall that's between two different courtyards is lower than one of the courtyards and higher than the other courtyard, in other words, as opposed to reaching the height of the top one, it only goes midway through the difference between them. So in that case, that it turns out on top of this wall, you can only use it if you're on the top by lowering something down onto it, and from the bottom only if you throw something up onto it. So in that case, neither of them are allowed to use it, until they go and create a joint air between them. Neither one of them is able to use either half. But if they don't create an air between them, so you can't carry from the top of that wall into the houses, you can't take from the houses into the top of that wall, it's not allowed. Halacha Yud Zayin. Shnei batim shebineihem chorba shehi rishus hayachid. Im yecholin shneihem leshtamish b'chorba aydei zrika. Osrin zel zeh. If you have between two homes this ruin, which is a private domain, it has its own standing as a private domain between them, but it's sort of like a chatzer in that they both have the rights to use it. So if they're both able to use it by throwing things into it, assuming it doesn't have a normal door, so you can still use it by throwing things into it, so then osrin zel zeh, they forbid each other from carrying into their homes into it and from the Horva, from the ruin, into their homes. However, if it's easy for one of them to make use of this chorva between them, but it's not easy for the other one because it's too deep for him or the like. So then, the one who can easily access it, in line with the principles we saw in the previous halacha, is allowed to use it by throwing, but the other one is not. Halacha Yudches. This is going to be a long list, which will ultimately end in a halacha conclusion. Let's begin the list. Ko gagos ir, all the roofs in the city, afal pishaseg gavoh v'zenemach, whether they're high, whether they're low, im kol chatzeros, along with all the different courtyards in the city, v'im kol karfifios shehokfu shalosh shem dira, along with all the enclosed areas which weren't enclosed for the purpose of living in them, she'ein v'chol echad mehen yeser al beis asayim, assuming that none of them had the area which is greater than 100 by 50 amos, as we learned about in Hilchos Shabbos, and along with im aveyak salim shebein achatzeros, along with the thickness of the walls that are between different courtyards, im amavos, along with the alleyways sheishlan lechi okora, assuming the alleyway has on its fourth side, the one that which is open, either a post on the side or a beam on top, kulan rishos achas hein, they are all viewed as one shared domain, umetaltlin bekulan, you can carry in all of them below erev without any sort of joint connection between them, kelim sheshavtu besochan, the vessels that had been resting within them to begin with. I mean, you can't bring from your home into them, but ones that had started off in them, you can move around in the entire area, and all of these are viewed as one domain. Avalo kelim sheshavtu besochan bayis, but you can't take the ones that had been in place in the house, elim kein erevu. That requires an erev. Halacha Yotes. Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate this more clearly. Kli sheshavas besocha chatzer, if there was a vessel that was inside of a courtyard, bein erevu anshia chatzer, bein lo erevu, whether or not the people had created an erev or not around that chatzer, mutter la'alosa min ha-chatzer le-gag or le-rosh ha-kotel. It's permitted to take it from the courtyard up onto the roof or onto the top of a wall. U'min ha-gag le-gag acher ha-samach lo, afilo ha-yigavoy menu koshu o-namach. And also from one roof onto another roof, which is close to it, even though it might have been a little bit of a discrepancy in terms of its height, a little bit higher, a little bit lower. Minagaga acher lechatzer shniyo, mechatzer shniyo legag shlishi shel chatzer shlishes, and also from one roof to another courtyard, and from that second courtyard to a third roof of a different courtyard. Migag shlishi the mavoy, and from that one to the alleyway. Umin amavoy legag revi into another roof. Adriya uvenu kol hamedina kula derek gagos vechatzeros, o derek gagos vekarfipios, o derek chatzeros vekarfipios, o derek shlushton mizel azeh mizel azeh. And you can really go through the entire city by going from one area to another area, another area to another area in this fashion. This is assuming though you never bring this vessel into one of the homes, out of any of the homes. Unless all the people in all these different areas had created one air for all of them. And similarly, if the item had started off inside of a house and then you took it out to the courtyard, so then it was forbidden what you did, and you're not allowed to go and bring it from that courtyard to another one, o legaga, or to another roof, o l'rosh ha-kotel, to the top of the wall, o l'karfi, for one of those enclosed areas, and l'imkein erbu anshei kol makom l'shem ariven behen kli zeh erev echad. Unless the people who would relate to any of these different places are creating one erev together to jointly join them, otherwise it's forbidden for somebody to take this vessel, which had started in the home and is now in that courtyard, to go and carry to another one of these areas. Halacha chav aleph. Bor shebein shnei chatzeros. If you have a cistern between two different courtyards, you can't draw water from it on Shabbos, unless they make within it a wall which is 10 tefachim of height, so that way the wall splits the water, let's say, in the middle, and each one of them is able to draw water from it from his respective side. Now, how do you set up the wall? If it was above the water, you need at least one tefach's worth to descend into the water. And if you made the wall actually in the water itself, so then you need at least one tefach's worth to stick out of the water. So that way it's clear and distinct that this is a different domain than the other one. And similarly, if you take a beam, which is 4 tefachim wide, and you place it over the top of this cistern, then each one of them is able to draw water from his respective side. So then we view it as if the two different halves were divided. Even though the water is mixing completely in between them on the bottom. So this was a special leniency which Chazal set up with regard to the water. Halacha Chaf Gimel. If there is a well that's in the midst of a path which runs from one courtyard to another one, and there's a wall on the side of this courtyard and a wall on the side of that courtyard, even though the well is more than four tefachim away from either side's wall, people from either courtyard are allowed to come and fill up from it. And they don't need to make any sort of protrusion sticking out from the wall over it. Because a person cannot cause it to be forbidden for his friend to carry things when it's simply using the air. The way this is most likely to be understood is if people from either courtyard are drawing from that well through a window opening in their wall, so even though it's more than four tefachim away, each one of them simply by having the airspace isn't going to make the other one not able to draw from the well. They are each able to draw from the well. Halacha chaf dalet. Chatzar ketana shenifritza b'mloa l'chatzar gedola m'ba'od yom. If you have a small courtyard which was broken open, it was breached, leading into a larger courtyard while it was still day before Shabbos, anshei gedola m'arvin la'atzman u'mutarim shaharei nishar lahen p'tzimin mikan mikan. The people in the larger courtyard are able to make an eruv all on their own, and it's permitted for them to carry from their houses into the courtyard, since they still have these walls on either side of the opening, which are still their courtyard alone. The Anshei Ketana, with regards to the one from the smaller courtyard, Asurin lahotzi mibateyan lachatzar shelahen, it's forbidden for them to carry from their homes into their courtyard, Anshei Arvu im b'nei agdola erev echad, until they join together with the larger one, one erev. Shidurin shel gdola chashuvan k'ketana, vein diurin ketana chashuvan k'gdola. Because the dwellers of the larger one are considered to be all on their own. They count as a valid single courtyard, but the ones that are in the smaller one are reliant upon, they're connected to the people of the larger one, and they need them to assist in making the eruv. Halacha chaf hei. Shtei chatzeiros she'arvu eruv echad, derech ha-pesach she'binehen, o derech ha-chalon. V'nistam ha-pesach o ha-chalon v'shabbos. If you have two courtyards which had joined together with one eruv, by using some sort of opening that was between them, a doorway or a window, and then was sealed on Shabbos, kol achas v'achas muteris la'atzma, then each one of them is still permitted to carry within their own unique chatzer, ho v'hutra mikdas Shabbos, hutra kula. Once it was permitted for part of Shabbos, it's permitted for the whole Shabbos. V'chein shtei chatzeros sha'arva zula'atzma, v'nafal ha'koltol sh'b'nehem b'Shabbos. And similarly, if you had two courtyards which were divided by a wall, and each one of them had made their own unique eruv, and then the wall that was between them fell down on Shabbos. Elu mutarin la'atzman umotzin mibatein umetaltalin at ikra machitza. Ve'elu metaltalin kein at ikra machitza. Ho v'hotra mikzas Shabbos hotra kula. Each one of the people from either side of the courtyards are able to carry in their own respective courtyard up until the point where there was the bottom of the wall. They can't carry into the wall space and they can't carry into the next courtyard, but they can carry from their home into their courtyard and from the courtyard into their homes, even though the wall is no longer existent. It's permitted, since once it was permitted for part of Shabbat, it's permitted for all of it. And even though now you have more people that are living there that are technically connected than had been there beforehand, nonetheless, shadiyurin habayin b'shabbos ein anosrin. The reason why it's still permitted in this case is because since these people that had added on Shabbos, that you now have more connected people on Shabbos, that's not going to forbid one another from carrying. Now, going back to the first case where it had been open between two courtyards and they had a joint eruv, and then it was sealed on Shabbos, and we had said that they're each allowed to carry respectively in their own courtyard, though not in the other one. Niftach hachalon v'nasa pesach b'shkaga. If the window inadvertently gets opened up, or non-Jews come and intentionally open it up, in this case, so now it's been restored that the people from one courtyard are allowed to continue to carry in the other courtyard. And similarly, if you have two boats which were tied together, the eruv, and they made one joint eruv, the nifsiku, and then the rope between them got cut off, also the talto mizulazu, it's forbidden to carry from one boat to the other one, even if it was surrounded by a wall. Chazur v'nikshru b'shogig, if inadvertently they had gone and gotten retied again, chazur la'teiran, so then they returned back to the state where you're allowed to carry from one boat to the other one. That concludes this third parak of Hilchos Erevin. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.